We're singing about Peter. Peter's name, literally in Greek, means rock. It's the word for petrified in English. Petrified means turned to a stone. That's Peter's name, stone, rock. And I was thinking about why Peter, who is so eager to follow Jesus, why would he rebuke him? And it made me think of a different song about a rock. A song that I feel like I've resonated with in my life too. Maybe some of you will. Winter's day in a deep and dark December, I am alone, gazing from my window to the streets below, on a freshly fallen silent shroud of snow. I am a rock, I am an island, I've built walls, a fortress deep and mighty that none may penetrate. I have no need of friendship. Friendship causes pain. It's laughter and it's loving I disdain. I am a rock, I am an island. Don't talk of love, I've heard the words before, it's sleeping in my memory. I won't disturb the slumber of feelings that have died. If I never loved, I never would have cried. I am a rock, I am an island, I have my book and my poetry to protect me. I'm shielded in my armor, hiding in my room, safe within my womb. I touch no one and no one touches me. I am a rock, I am an last little bit always haunts me. And a rock feels no pain, and an island never cries. I think about that because there's definitely been times in my life where I felt petrified on the inside, where I didn't feel loved, and I didn't feel like I could love other people. And so I raise this up for us to contemplate because I think it's perhaps why Peter, the rock, was so rocky on that day walking with Jesus. Jesus was talking about what his love would mean for himself. That his love for the world was so great that he would let the people he loved crucify him. He would let his love for them carry him all the way to Jerusalem, where the people who were supposed to love him the most
the people who were the religious people, the people who were supposed to understand what Jesus was about, were the very ones who misunderstood him and rejected him and ultimately killed him. But he refused to be isolated. Jesus refused to draw back, but rather kept putting himself forward out of love. And Peter, having heard Jesus' description of what love would entail for himself, when Peter heard Jesus say this, he said, "Jesus, that's not the love I want. That's not what we're talking about here. We're talking about kicking out the Romans. We're talking about victory. We're talking about us versus them and us winning. Jesus, that's what I want. I want love for my friends and all the people of Israel, all the people who are on our side. I want that to be what we're talking about. Us, our little chosen people island, all protected and safe from all the baddies out there in the world that would hurt us." But Jesus says, "Peter, my love is for them too." Because that's what love means. I think when we hear Jesus say, "Deny yourself, take up your cross and follow me," I think there's a deeper meaning to that than I know I've understood in my past. I used to think of it as, you know, not eating sugar during Lent, or, you know, wearing certain kinds of clothes, or making sure I was in church every Sunday. Those aren't bad things, don't get me wrong. But it's so much more than that. That's why I sung that song this morning, because to deny yourself, to take up your cross, means to stop being an island for fear of pain. It means to stop being a rock out of love. It's funny that Paul, Simon is Peter's first name. Simon. To love means that you're going to get hurt. To really, truly love, to put yourself out there, to be connected with people, to care about what happens to another person, is love. And when you love that person, they're going to hurt you. Like my three-year-old last night, woke up crying middle of the night, took her to the hospital, just got the croup, brought her back, went to bed. When you love your kids, they're going to beat you in the face sometimes. Keep you up in the middle of the night. When you love your neighbor and they come knocking on your door in the middle of the night, and this is even in the Bible, you don't shut the door in their face. You open it up and you say, "How can I help you? Can I get you something to eat? Can I get you something to drink?" That's what love means. That's the cross Jesus is talking about. Is that you love and you extend yourself. You put yourself into relationship enough. You're vulnerable enough in your concern for others that you can get crucified and that you can die. They can kill you. Maybe figuratively most of the time, but sometimes literally. But the promise of this, and I know most of you, I imagine all of you, the promise of this is that is also the pathway to life. That when we stop being islands who are afraid of being hurt, when we stop being the people who want to just fortress ourselves in our womb, in our room, when we reach out to our neighbors, to our family, to our friends, to our neighborhoods, to our communities, to each other, even in this church, When we die to the part of us that wants to protect ourselves, we find that we really live. We find that we have true joy. Because that's what God created us for, was for connection, was for love. So, my brothers and sisters, you must die to the part of you that wants to be an island. The part of you that wants to be isolated. You must die to the part of you that is afraid to reach out. And open your heart. Open your heart to God and God's people. And accept the pain that comes along with the joy. The tears that come with the togetherness. The sleeplessness that comes along with the connection. Brothers and sisters, no more islands.